Yeah, I think it is. I think so. There are Gentile states in us that often, particularly I think you get a comparison when you're doing logopraxis. Like you have your historical faith, and then as you work with the text, thoughts and insights come that may not quite fit with what we have been taught, or challenge ways that we've been taught about things. You know, then there's this kind of tension that exists between, you know, is the insight actually something genuine? You know, so the idea, for example, in logopraxis is the constant emphasis on the word being the Lord and trying to think outside of or above person. That's a huge shift, because most of our thinking about the Lord is as to his person as a historical figure. And that image is an absolutely necessary image, but we're not to remain in it. It's there to serve as a foundation for thinking of the Lord as the infinite and eternal God. And the best way of doing that is to see that he is actually the Word, because then it draws a separation between levels. So if you're thinking of the Lord as the Word, and that the Word is in the human form, that's a very different idea to a historical figure. So historical faith is rooted in historicals, thinking in a material, concrete way about things. Thinking from process is much more being in the flow of goods and truths as they operate within the mind, and that is the Lord even more so. Because that's where the transformation has to take place in our life for there to be salvation, right? We our affections and thoughts have to be transformed. That's what has to actually happen. And so with viewing the Lord as the Word brings us into the immediacy of his presence working in our life, whereas thinking of him in a historical context sort of separates it out off somewhere. Also, the other idea that comes to mind is that when we think of the Lord as to his person and in a finite kind of way, you sort of set up this idea that you have the Lord off somewhere and that you only need to ask him to help and he can wave a magic wand and transform your life. Whereas, you know, we know that doesn't happen. I mean, that's one of the breaks between traditional Christianity and the new church view of things, because in the new church, what we understand is that transformation comes as truths are worked into the life. So you actually have to engage with the text in order for those truths to become a living part of your life. And that's what brings the transformation. There's no instantaneous salvation. There's no magic wand stuff happening anymore. So that's a shift also out of the historical into a genuine faith.